It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow.
Right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7.
You are tuned to Harvey's Huddle. Welcome back to the program. It's me, Brian Harvey. A big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and of course, Mountain View Car Wash. It is the Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle. And with me right now, Aaron Gilbertson Davis, a former queen of Winter Carnival. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Although, you know, we're having a pared down Winter Carnival due to the COVID. It's kind of a weird 12 months.
The COVID
that we're experiencing right now. Aaron, you were born and raised in Steamboat Springs, correct?
No, I was actually born in Boulder, but we moved here in, I think, 79.
All right. How old were you when you moved to Steamboat?
3 years old.
3 years old. So
3 years old, yeah.
And what are your sort of fondest or funnest Winter Carnival memories as a kid?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot. They all kind of blend together. I mean, I've done Winter Carnival as a kid, as a child in the Winter Sports Club, as a high school student, as a parent now, as a coach. So there's a lot of memories, but I have the night show is probably what stands out to me the most. When the lights turn off, there's like this thrill with all the kids and this collective gasp up at the top of Holliston Hill, and it's really, really fun.
Yeah, and you know, get to carry road flares down the hill.
Yeah, well,
right?
And right, which is always exciting. And I remember 1 year, I was actually a spectator this year at the night show, and one of the Roman Candle guys fell during his ski down with the Roman Candles, and the Roman Candles were like shooting errantly toward the crowd, and it was extremely exciting.
You didn't get hit, did you?
No, I did not, but I was definitely like ready to run.
Oh my. And now you're experiencing it on the other side. I mean, were you ever afraid, whether you're doing the street events or the night show or whatever? You talked about being excited, but was there ever any moments that you got really, really scared or the like in having to do some of this crazy stuff? Or is it just normal for kids?
I feel like it felt pretty normal, and it feels pretty normal for me to watch my kids now. I mean, I was really excited when Henry got Bobby Yeager to be his horse guy in the street events because I knew he was going to be going very fast, and that was exciting for me. So I think I just growing up with it, I'm pretty comfortable with the whole deal, and I don't feel scared.
Well, that's awesome. And yeah. It's taken my wife a little bit to warm up to it, but she didn't do it as a child. Now that Griffin gets to do the street events and he's so missing it, and I know your kids are kind of right in the wheelhouse as well. How are they taking it?
They're bummed. They understand. I think at this point, all of the kids are used to a little disappointment with the COVID, but, you know, they understand, but they're definitely bummed. And it's, you know, they only have so many years to do it. So it's a drag, but we got to do what we got to do. So
is Tom taking the kids out and pulling them behind the station wagon down Cherry or anything like that?
Well, I hadn't thought of that. I think that's a great idea. We might have to find a country road.
Yeah, Cherry. We're a little sparse right now with snow.
It's true.
Hopefully we'll get some here shortly. It does look like we've got some,
right.
Got some in the forecast.
We've got rock skis, Harv. We've got rock skis.
That's perfect. So you were royalty. You are a former queen, which is kind of cool. And you're a former racer. How does that all happen? You know, because I just announced the queens, but I'm never sure how the whole process takes place. And it sounds like it's kind of a pretty big honor.
It certainly felt like an honor. I was really happy to be part of the tradition. I remember feeling excited about it when I was selected. And I don't honestly know what the process is. I think they look at kids who have been involved in the club for a while. I know that doing well in school is a big piece of it as well. I'm trying to recognize hard work academically, but I don't really know what the internal process is. I just remember I was excited to be chosen, and it did feel like an honor at the time. And it's still fun.
I hate to say this, but I do remember back when you were like in high school, Megan Moore and Katie Howell, and you were sort of like the three amigos or amigas.
Yes, we still are in many ways.
that's awesome. But you grew up as an Alpine racer, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And how far did you take it?
I was kind of at that NORAM level. I never really did anything significant in the NORAMs, but I was competing pretty regularly in NORAMs.
Alpine skiing is uber competitive, and I've been saying this. Griff, who's 11, is a mogul skier, and it seems a little bit more laid back than that whole Alpine thing.
Probably, yeah.
Now that you're an adult, do you feel that that's helped you in the business world and being a mom and, you know, just dealing with life in general?
Yeah, I definitely see correlations. Just you kind of have to have your act together to be an alpine skier. There's a lot of timing. It's like hurry up and wait all the time, and you have to be at these places. There's a lot of discipline involved as far as just staying in shape in the off season and conditioning and, you know, just kind of general perseverance.
Yeah.
When you're out there in the elements and dealing with not doing well in competitions and stuff is a great life lesson. You have to figure out how to manage loss and losing and those kinds of things because that's inevitable. So I think there's a lot of life skills that translate for sure.
Any other fun memories that you want to share of either Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club or Winter Carnival in general?
So many. I mean, my life was at the Winter Sports Club as a kid. You know, that's where I met my best friends and I coached there. I met my husband when I was a coach there. So it's hard to separate, you know, things out. So it's a wonderful place, a wonderful organization. And Winter Carnival, I mean, this is the best little town in the world. And Winter Carnival really kind of exemplifies that. So
absolutely. Well, Erin Gilbertson Davis, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Brian.
To join us. And we appreciate having you on the show. It is Harvey's Huddle. I'm now going to switch lines and chat with Jeff Temple. One of the first families of Steamboat Springs developing Steamboat Ski Area was his dad, Jim. And Jeff, you grew up here. You've been in Steamboat for a long, long time in your life. And I know Winter Carnival is important. Talk about, you know, those special Winter Carnival moments that come to your mind.
Well, Brian, we love Winter Carnival. And I remember when we were really little, like 3 years old, 4 years old, they wouldn't quite let you go up and ski in the night show, the flares. But maybe, I'm not sure how old we were when we actually got to do it, maybe 5 or 6. And at that time, the flares were hot. You know, they're burning and stuff would drip out of the end of them. And we couldn't wear our stretch pants. Our moms wouldn't let us do that. You know, we could burn holes in the stretch pants. And we had to tape the tops of our skis because the stuff would drip down on the skis and really, you know, burn kind of little miniature holes in the tops of your skis. So we had to put duct tape on them, and it was a thrill. It was really, really fun to get that first opportunity to go up and be in the night show and come down in the famous snake down the front of Howson Hill.
Well, and if you read the fine print on those road flares that we let our kids ski down Howson Hill with at a pretty high rate of speed, it does say do not handle and for adult use only. Yet,
yeah,
nobody's called social services on the Winter Sports Club just yet, have they?
No, I think that's one of the great things about Steamboat. There's not too many calls to social services. And another thing I remember, Brian, you might get a kick out of this. You know, Claudius Banks was this famous lighted man. We watch him here, and he was so impressive. He would come down swinging his poles and making these big turns, and, you know, Roman candles would shoot out of the top of his head. It was just amazing. And one of the last years he did it before his sons were already helping him, but while he was still doing it, he skied down to the bottom of Howson Hill, big crowd at the bottom, and he came in a little bit hot. He was going a little bit too fast. He skied to a stop, and he hit his edges pretty hard, but he kind of wavered. He kind of leaned this way, and he leaned that way, and all of a sudden he fell down, and the flare started coming out of the top of his head again. He couldn't get up. That suit that he had on is so heavy, and the flares are shooting into the crowd. So Roman candles are going bing, bing, bing. People are running over trying to help him lift him up. And it was amazing. It was a mayhem for, well, probably a couple of minutes. It seemed like longer than that. And nobody got hurt. Only another time not to call social services.
Yeah, OSHA would not be happy about that at all. But that's sort of a Steamboat thing, right? And a Winter Carnival thing.
Yeah, definitely a Winter Carnival. It's the real deal. What's going on out there is, you know, it looks like kind of it could be a circus event or whatever. But, it, you know, you're up on the mountain and you're skiing down. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah, we got kids being pulled by horses, ski patrollers jumping through fiery hoops, kids jumping off, you know, 70-meter jumps. Yeah.
It's really cool. At night.
Yes.
Cool at night. And talk about the fiery hoop. For a long time, only adults got to go up and work on the fiery hoop and ski through it. And, you know, Zero Floyd's husband, they call him Pinkfoot, was in charge up there. And they had to bring the burlap and a big metal ring and diesel or gas and then light it up. And big production. And they'd go up hours ahead of time to get that all ready. And Parker, my son, was about 12, and he'd been doing a lot of ski jumping and his brothers and other stuff, and a lot of ski racing, and he was very good ski by then. And he goes, Dad, I really, really want to go through the fiery. That's the way you know. They don't let kids do that. That's really an adult thing. He goes, Dad, I want to try it. Can you ask somebody? No, you have to go up, and you're going to have to ask yourself. And the way to do that is to go up early and volunteer to help. They need stuff carried or moved around or whatever. Go up. And so he disappears. Parker disappears. Still daylight before the night fell. And I get a phone call, and he goes, Dad, they're going to let me go through the fiery hoop. Well, that's great. We'll be down here watching. Careful. And then Brian, he called me about 10 minutes later. Dad, I got to tell you something. I go, what? He goes, Dad, these guys up here, they're drinking.
It's called liquid courage, son.
Well, I said, I don't think you have any problem. Everybody up there knows exactly what they're doing, and they're totally in control.
Just don't try this at home. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I had to kind of, just say, Parker, you're going to be fine. That's A-okay. It's part of the deal.
Did Mom hear any of this conversation?
Later.
Okay.
Later.
Okay.
She was down at the bottom going, oh, I can't believe they're going to let Parker jump through the fiery hoop. It wasn't a good thing.
I know. I am married, and that would be something that my son would do the same thing. He talked to me about it, and then we'll tell Mom later, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, don't tell Mom yet. Wait till I get down through. Those are my carnival memories.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's Jeff Temple. If you're just joining us here on Harvey's Huddle, thanks so much, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I really feel honored to be included.
And we will be right back with more of this Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle, brought to you by our friends at Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and of course, The Carpet Shop. You are too, to KTYV, Sports on FM at 105.7, and on the World Wide Web at SteamboatRadio.com.
Boxers or briefs,
you're gonna need a cup.
Sports on FM, KTYV, Steamboat Springs.